So, Great Yorkshire Show, day number three, and I'm with a group of guys and girls who've travelled all the way from Northern Ireland. If you're on YouTube, you, well, I hope you've seen their videos because they're fantastic, and I like watching them, certainly. Gareth, better known as Donkey from Grassmen, first time at the Great Yorkshire Show.
First time at the Great Yorkshire Show, the final day, tired eyes. I'm ready for home. We've had two brilliant days so far, and hopefully today's as good as the other two. So,
you've been trying for a while to get here. How have you found it now you're here?
I couldn't know. It's great to be here. A lot of these shows, the likes of the Great Yorkshire Show, it's been so well established, and there's such a high retention of stands, trade stands, year on year. We've literally been applying constantly for 5 years, and obviously this is the persistence we've finally got here. We're in the door, as we say, and we're up in this top corner here, and hopefully, when we're back next year, we can start and make this corner our own.
That'd be fantastic. For you personally.
Yeah.
Do you farm as well as doing the videos and being a daddy at the same time?
No, Grassmen is a business that's came about through my love of farming, and there was no actual farm at home. So what we have done is we rent our premises on a work and dairy farm, so we're very much involved in farming. So this has been my way of trying to get a business around machinery and trucks and stuff that I love, and it's one of those ones, don't ask how it because it just works.
Dream job though.
Yeah, absolutely. It's I always said I was going to do what I enjoy doing, and that's I stand by that. It's, you know, yes, I went off and did my degree and my education, and it has stood by me very well, but I always said I wasn't going to be the person in a suit 9 to 5. I was going to do what I enjoy doing, and that's where this has come about. But it's not easy, but we love it.
And what do you think has been, you know, why Grassmen? And I mean that there are other YouTube channels to do with agriculture, and they are really successful, aren't they?
Yeah, I think for us, the reason behind the success of Grassmen is the passion. I'm not massively into cameras, I'm not massively into, I'm into the gear. So it's, we have good camera people working with us. We have good people working with us on the sales side, so an embroidery. So the team, when it comes together and it gels at a show, people are seeing that. They chat to me and they see I light up when I'm talking about a tractor or whatever. And we've managed to bring it together into a package that just works. And that's the, and there's no blueprint. There was no one to tell us how to do it. We just sort of did it.
Yeah, and it took off, and it's great. It's certainly, I mean, I grew up around foraging and silaging and riding on tractors as a little boy, and it takes me back, and it's got that nostalgia to it. What next for you guys? Have you found a system that works, or are you taking it to another level?
Yeah, well, we're always looking at updating things, like, you know, we're constantly, you know, on behind the scenes, we're looking at upgrading websites, and we've two guys currently as we speak, and it's a first for Grassmen. We've two guys landed in Colorado yesterday, so two film crew out there following a custom harvest crew, so they're out there. I'm a little bit nervous because, it's to be 100% honest with you, it's the first time we've done a project like this where I've actually stayed at home. So, you know, and I'm just in the background always, as you know, and I'm looking at my phone to see, is everybody all right, is everyone okay? They told me they were getting eaten alive by mosquitoes, so I laughed at that bit and I thought maybe I did the right thing. But they're out there following a crew. We were invited out, and I will get out at some point to say hello and maybe do a few interviews and see it for myself. But that particular instance, this is number one on my bucket list. I did not do that harvest. I had the opportunity to do it. I've regretted it ever since. And now I'm getting the opportunity through our business to send people out to sort of show people and say, don't do what I did. Get out there and live it for the year. So the bucket list is getting another one ticked off as we speak. I'm just not physically there, but yeah.
Well, enjoy. Keep doing what you're doing, because
I think
it's fantastic.
Thank you. Thank you very much. But you said it yourself, you grew up around foraging and stuff, and you were smiling when you talked about it. Yeah. If you're into it, what's not to like?